It could be.
There are many who are with you this time. So I will not stay too long, because this, my dear friends, should be a year of much more awareness to you all as individuals. I have said this to you in past times, and the development that is with you has not always been achieved. So this coming year of your time, we will endeavor to come ever closer to each one of you, no matter your circumstance, no matter what your desire. Know that we in spirit will be very close. We will try to sustain and uplift you in all matters of your daily living.
That's very kind. Mm-hmm.
You know, my dear friends, that life can be harsh at times. But all I wish to say is that these harder times make you much stronger. The spirit grows stronger. And that is what I would like you all to focus upon.
Yes, I've tried thinking that, and I'm sure when a better time comes along, then we realize maybe how we've grown.
Yes.
Got through the bad times.
Yes. It is only by surviving the harder times of life that you appreciate all of the goodness in your lives. That is quite correct. So, that is all I wish to say to you at this moment in time. So, if you have any questions, I will be happy to answer them for you.
This, Sally Met, may be an inappropriate question. It comes from someone we have mentioned before. He is seeking and his name is Tom Kerr. And to those in spirit, he is known as Uncle Tom. He is inquiring. I think he's seeking the meaning of those in spirit who have all knowledge. But he says, do you know who he is and what circle he is with? His medium is known as Douglas, and his wife Nell. And I understand his medium is in Australia. Tom Kerr is here in the UK. So it may be an inappropriate question, but he's inquiring if you know of these people and their circle.
All things are known if you desire, but what I do not do is supply for those who seek information that they can discover for themselves. So in that sense, it is inappropriate to ask me to help them. They know very well what they have to do or who they have to contact, if indeed their medium is a true one.
Yes, I felt it would be something yes. like that.
Yes. That is all I wish to say about this. There are many, many mediums upon this earth who are in contact with spirits, all to varying degrees of knowledge. So whatever degree of knowledge the medium has through those in spirit, that should be enough to sustain them, to uphold them, to inquire further. And I have not come, as you know, to talk to people on these matters that can be found for themselves.
Yes.
So I hope that is helpful to you.
That answer I well understand.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. There is another question. There has been much talk on the planet about gender equality, but of course genders are not equal. The female is naturally, for the most part, loving and caring. The male, for the most part, is or can be aggressive and of a warring nature. We have discussed this a little, and we feel that the blending of the male and female energies is important, and I just wondered if you would care to elaborate a little further on this.
Yes, I was about to say that this had been discussed before, but you have to remember, when we speak of gender, it is a physical instance.
Yes.
When we come to spirit, gender is immaterial. It is important for a short while, again for recognition purposes. But nevertheless, it is unimportant in the spirit world that you remain with a certain gender. After all, you are made up of both male and female. Therefore, it is unnecessary for you on the earth to become so interested in what is happening with male and female. I agree that upon this planet, it is assumed that the male is more powerful, more warlike, but I would like to dispute that with you. You must remember, my dear friends, that at certain times you will find that the numbers of the female or the male gender outnumbers the other. And this is part of the human being's quest for living. And it is also part of the great spirit's intent that all must remain balanced at all times. So I hope this helps you in your equation of both male and female.
Yes. I sometimes feel that government would be more successful with more female representation.
Yes. Are you not aware of the many female warriors that have existed in your world?
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Yes. So, therefore, be careful not to cloak them all in the same garb.
I speak of majority numbers.
Yes. Yes. So, I hope that helps you a little. But in general, I would agree, the female does seem to be more gentle,
yes,
more refined. But within the breast of that female lies the same energies as that of the male.
Yes.
Yes. You must try to see them as non male or female, but try to see each individual as an individual and as a spiritual being.
With both qualities.
With both qualities,
yes.
Sally, mate, is the male and female, male and female beings, I mean, all on this planet, all nature is male and female. Is this peculiar to this planet, or is it the same in all the universes? Do they have
whatever the planet, whatever form the being takes? These are energies we are speaking of.
Yes.
So yes, I would say you would have to have a balance of both.
Yes.
Both energies. Mm-hmm. Does that help you?
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Because I was thinking, you know, they're a lot more advanced than us, you've told us.
Yes.
So, and in spirit you don't need male or female. So I just wondered if they were sort of advanced, that they could, I don't know, if they had some other way of reproducing than we do.
There are many possibilities, and many that you as yet do not know of. Mm-hmm. But yes, I have told you in previous times that energy can be transmuted.
Mm,
so
yes,
that perhaps would give you the clue as to how the superior races have worked in the past.
Ah, yes, yes.
It gives you something to think about.
It certainly does, yes, thank you.
Simon, going back to what you initially said this evening, on development.
Yes.
Please may I have the name of the type of clairvoyance that I have when I sit in this room?
Yes, you have a mixture of clairsentience and clear hearing.
Right.
You may not be aware of the hearing yet, but it is there to be developed.
Right.
And that is why I say each one of you in this year to come should work upon the awareness that you already have,
mm-hmm,
and develop what is your potential.
So in my quiet moments, when I'm not in this room, is there anything in particular that I could be doing within my meditation and quiet times to enhance
only to give of yourself freely,
mm-hmm,
to allow yourself to open naturally,
mm-hmm,
Mm-hmm. And just to allow those who are close to you to help.
Right.
What you do not do enough, all of you within the room, is to ask for our help enough.
Mm.
We are
true.
There to help in all manner mm. of ways.
We're very good at asking for help when we
for others.
Yes.
Yes, but not for
yourselves. Not for ourselves or our own development. That
yes.
certainly gets missed out quite a bit.
Yes.
So that's a good
thing. And also for your health, you must allow others to help you. If you have a blockage, we cannot come close enough.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Now, my dear friends, I will take my leave of you and allow each and every one of you to feel who is close by. I would like you this time to speak out about what you feel, and I assure you that there are many within the room waiting to be allowed a little closer to you. So, my dear friends, as I take my leave, I cloak you with all my love, and until we come together once more, I leave that love with you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our love, I know,
goes with you.
Goes with you.